A group of Durban architects are fighting to save an iconic home from being demolished by its owner, who has plans to develop the site into a healthcare facility. The Heritage Committee of the SA Institute of Architects in KwaZulu-Natal has rallied support from the architectural and heritage fraternity nationally. They are objecting to the owner consolidating the property with his neighbouring site for future development. The committee's Kirk White explains why this particular house is worth fighting for.
It has a national and iconic status. It was at the time when everybody was building little suburban boxes and colonial houses in white South Africa in the 60s. This was a modernist building which broke with all the traditions. It went for a very strict abstract geometry using sort of white cubic forms and cylinders in the shapes of the rooms and the spaces. So this was an international style which was developed in Chandigarh in India, Brasilia, and then was moving through Europe at the time. So this was one of the earliest examples, and it is the earliest example in KwaZulu-Natal, but one of the earliest examples in South Africa of the modern movement. And what was particularly important about this, it wasn't just imposing an international style of a modern building, it was also a response, a regional, what we would call a regional response, or regional modernism. And in Durban, that particularly responds to the subtropical climate, where we don't need to, during winter, we can open our doors and have a very close interaction with the indoor and outside space, which is very much a sort of an African way of living, a lifestyle of indoors, outdoors, being very close to vegetation and nature. So in those respects, the building itself is very important. The second point that is very important is that it was the home of Professor Biermann, who was a pioneering academic. He established the university here, and he defined its character and its nature. He had come up from the Cape. He had studied a little bit at Wits and then in Pretoria, and he had worked studying in Ndebele architecture up in Pretoria. And then he came down to Durban and he introduced this thing of living in courtyards, that rooms opened up, the whole glazed walls opened out, and there was courtyard living. And so the actual innovations of Barry Biermann, being this academic and professor. So, you know, as an individual, it was his personal home. That gives it a, you know, like the Irma Stern home in Cape Town and various young.
The house is currently privately owned, but as White explains, it is also still somewhat protected by a contract stipulation.
The condition of the purchase was, which he agreed to, was that if he wanted to develop on the site, he would first consult with the Institute of Architects. He has not done this.
Okay, so he flouted that.
He does have a right to develop, but a condition of his sale has now been breached.
Okay, I understand.
The committee has submitted letters of objection to the city's town planning department, and they have called on the Provincial Heritage Authority to declare the house a heritage site. By doing this, the site would become a residential monument. But the current property owner, Nithya Madure, told Sunday Times that he bought the property without setting foot in it. He said that he had intended to consolidate the property with the one next door to create a healthcare facility that would complement the hospital precinct. He holds that he had no clue the building was of historical value, but insists that if people want to protect that building, they must take on the project and pay for it. As it currently stands, his intent is still to demolish the building. For Multimedia Live, I've been Paige Muller.